Right, let's go in. Okay, so it's the Tuesday, the 9th of January, 2018, and today I'm in Badwell Ash, and I'm in St Mary's Crescent, just opposite the council houses, just along from the church, with Mrs Marjorie Churchyard and her daughter Maxine. And today we're going to try and collect some memories, what Marjorie's got of the village and growing up and school and things like that. So, hello to you, Marjorie. What can you remember about the village when you were very young and you were sort of growing up? Where did you live?
Well, I lived... You remember the row of houses?
Yes.
But we lived in number 5, the end one.
We lived in number 5, yeah.
And... I think I don't know whether that's where I was born, but that's where I lived.
That's
anyhow.
Where you lived when you were little.
And
yeah.
I went to Badwell School.
Yeah.
Which is now a house.
That's right. And that was at Richard Road, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. And that used to be in two rooms in the school, didn't
that's
it?
Right.
A big room and a mm-hmm. yeah. Who was the teacher when you were at school?
Teacher Hughes. It was the two sisters.
Two sisters,
Amy,
that's right.
Amy and Eva.
Yeah. Now, you would have known some of my relatives. You would have known Elsie and Barbara, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you would have known them because they're my grandmother's sisters. They lived well into their 90s in the village, you know, and they're sort of they would have known a lot, and I did sort of talk to them a lot when I was sort of starting off my family tree quite a few years ago. So, Your father and mother. So we've got Eldred James Rose, which is known as Ellie, because obviously everybody had a nickname in the village, didn't they? So he'd be called Ellie. And Sarah Meekins. Now, what did he do? Was he working on the land, Dad?
He worked on the land.
Worked
on the land all his life.
Yeah, in the village?
In and around, you know.
Did he work for any...
He worked for LeGrice.
Oh, he worked for LeGrice, yeah.
He worked for Jacobs.
Yes.
He worked for Shields.
On Shields, yes.
Yeah. What, now, he was in the... Was he in the war at all?
Dad, yes.
Yes.
I can't tell you what he was in, but all I can tell you is he got wounded.
Yeah.
And he was invalided out.
Yeah, and this is in the First World War.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a pension. And
yes.
A little...
That's right.
Job
yeah. So he was one of the few who came back, wasn't he, in the village? You know, he made it back okay. And some of them didn't, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now, your mum, what did she do? Did she, obviously, more sort of...
Mum, at one time when I was at school, she used to go and work on the land in various places.
Oh, yeah.
She worked for Blacks and Batson.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Cutting flowers and so
oh,
forth.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And then, as she got older, she went nursing.
Yeah.
She worked at St Mary's at Bury.
Oh, yes, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And that was where she worked until, I suppose, she was pension age. Yeah.
Now, sitting here looking at my family tree, I can see your mum was born in Newbourne.
That's right.
Which is out not far from where I live, a few villages away.
Yeah.
So she came from out there. Do you know how they met at all? Because they ended up here. How did they meet? Do you know that? Your parents, how they met each other?
Granddad?
No, your dad, mum and dad. How did they meet each other?
Your mum and dad.
My mum and dad.
Yes.
Yeah, how did they meet each other?
It was me and Joyce.
Yeah.
Sadly, Joyce died.
No, how did they meet? Your mum and dad meet.
I've got no idea.
You don't know? No.
No.
No, they were married here in 1922.
Yes.
That's right. Going back to your... the next generation, your grandparents and stuff. Now, we've got 8 children here. Obviously, one of them was your dad.
Yeah.
Now, what about the grandparents, your dad's parents? What can you tell me about them? George William Rose and Sarah Ann.
George Rose, yes.
Yeah.
His mum died quite young, I think.
Right.
You know, I mean, I never knew her.
No.
I can remember Granddad Rose.
Yeah.
He used to come to her house occasionally.
Yeah.
But, no... I never did know her. I think she, you know, probably in her 40s died.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we've spoke briefly before we started the recording going. Now, you've kindly given the medals of Arthur to the church to be displayed in there when that takes place. And they've all been reframed. Now, they were in a museum in Market Weston for some time, weren't they? And they've come back and you've kindly had them all reframed and everything.
Well, my brother-in-law, Jack Barrett, he had them all done for me in the first place.
Yeah.
And anyhow, I went and I rang up and asked the man at the Market Weston, if I could have, you know, if I could have them back. And he very kindly said yes. I mean, they were put in amongst, they've got like an English corner in an American museum.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did any of your other uncles go into the First World War? Because obviously Arthur didn't make it back. Was any of the others in that at all? Oh, do you know?
Did Uncle Reg?
No, Uncle Reg up here. No.
Yeah, George's dad.
No, he was in the Home Guard.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah, so he's in the Home Guard, yeah. So going back to school and stuff, when you were little, how long were you at school for? What age did you finish school
here? I finished school at 14.
At 14. And what did you do after that?
I went to Langham Hall and I worked there.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I worked there for 3-4 years. And then it was quite funny. I thought I ought to be having more money than I was. I was only getting about £2 for a month.
Yeah.
You know, and I asked for a rise and I didn't get one.
No.
So I left there
and
I went to work at Shepherd's Grove where they were then starting to build it.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And I mean, my wages then were about £1.30 a week, which is quite a...
Yeah. Who was at Langham Hall? Who were the family there when you worked there briefly?
I worked with the Andersons.
Andersons, yeah. And then you went to Shepherd's Grove, mm-hmm. and they were building the airfield then, were they? Because I think there was RAF there to start before the Americans came, wasn't there? Yeah, because my dad's father, he helped cement the runways at Ashfield.
Oh, yes.
He'd done that because that was Lang, the builder there and contractor there, and he'd done that during the Second World War. He was cementing the runways, and they lived up that lane next to Ashfield Church. So you moved up there, and what did you do after that, after leaving sort of at Shepherd's Grove? What did you do next?
I left Shepherd's Grove, and I went and I worked at Bury Hospital for a little while.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I worked there until I married.
Yeah.
I worked on the wards, you know, sort of helping out.
Yeah. So a lot of that sort of work. And now... You got married in 1948 to Sydney. Looking at the Churchyard family, obviously I know Joyce, and as we were saying, Joyce is 95, last year. Now, the Churchyards originally came up from Hoxton.
Yes.
That's right, up the top of Suffolk. Now... Sid's parents, Leonard and Ethel, they're both buried here up at Richard Road Cemetery, and they got married back in 1914. Now, obviously, we know about Joyce. She married Teddy Frost. Now, there's a couple of more children. There's Charles James Leonard, who was the first one, and he married Elsie Germain.
German.
And then we've got James Frederick, who was the next one. Now, I've got him married to a lady called Elizabeth. Now, I don't know much...
Married a Scottish lady.
Oh, she was Scottish, right. Yes. Okay, well,
and there's another one.
Then there was Murray.
Yeah.
Now, Murray used to live up Back Lane, didn't he?
Yes.
In the council house.
Yes.
And now I think Joyce, if I'm right, when Joyce moved from Holland's bungalow, she went and lived up there, didn't she?
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
That's right. She sort of took that over. Took the house over up there.
They bought the house when Uncle Murray lived there.
They bought the house.
Yes.
That's right.
Morris lived there, but they bought the house.
Yeah. Because my dad and my grandparents used to live next door to Joyce, where Joyce's bungalow was up Hollands. They used to live in what's called the cottage there.
I can remember your dad living there.
You can? Yeah.
Yeah, well, Auntie Joyce started off in the cottage, didn't she? And then they had the bungalow built for her.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because Hollands, yes. Now, can you remember my dad's parents, Ernest and Elizabeth? Can you remember them at all? They moved away. My dad's two parents, Ernest Stewart and Elizabeth. They lived in the cottage and up until about the Second World War. Then they moved down that cottage down the lane next to Ashfield Church. And then after that, they sort of moved away from this area. They went to Sudbury area, Bulmer, and then they went over to Westerfield, and that's where they both sort of ended up. But I don't know if you could remember anything about them when you were here, because you said you remember my dad.
I can remember your dad.
Yeah.
I can remember, it's funny, I can remember him, I went to your nan's, it was, in the house where Joyce was living.
Yeah.
And I was sitting out there, and Geoffrey came, and I was chatting, you know, I used to chat to him.
Yeah.
I can remember your nan.
Yeah, because they used to work for Hollands, you see, that both of my grandparents, his parents, used to work for Hollands as a gardener and cook. So they were backwards and forwards, and I've got a picture of him when he was three with sandals on, and he was over in the garden. So I think he spent a lot of time over there, backwards and forwards, because they worked into the evening, you see, to get things done. Now, what was Badwell Ash like when you were little? What can you remember about the village?
A lot smaller.
Yeah.
So awful lot smaller.
So had we got many motor cars in the village then?
Because this wasn't built.
This wasn't here, was it?
No.
No.
The council houses, they had to get a special permit to get them finished because that was...
That was the end of... That was 39 they were sort of doing those, wasn't it? That's right, yeah.
Of course, they built an awful lot up the back lane.
Yeah, that's right. And because Close wouldn't have...
At one time, there was sort of the two council houses where Joyce lived next to.
Yeah.
And then the two where we lived up the drive.
Yeah.
A couple more look further up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the bungalows on the left-hand side were built.
That's right, yeah. Because Richard Close wouldn't have been there till about the 1970s, would it? Because Malcolm's up there.
No, I can remember when... That was that must have been late 60s, because I can remember we used to sit up there and watch a bloke's building.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because Malcolm said, I think that was number 10 they moved into in 1970. So that's when they were sort of taking place up there. And Elsie used to live up there, right next to the cemetery, number 2 on the right-hand side. She used to live there with Wilf. Now, did you used to know Wilf?
Yes.
Yeah, so he was a funny little chap, wasn't he? Yeah, yeah. He used to go out with John, Elsie's son, and they used to go and cut down wood for firewood.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot, yeah.
Yes.
You know, I used to come back with trailer loads of it, you know, and I used to go doing that. And, of course, you know, Wilf was always outside in that great big shed what he built and stuff like that, you know, and Elsie, sometimes she'd send him out there, you know, if he'd done something he shouldn't have done, you know. And so who were sort of some of the characters in the village that you can sort of pick out from times gone past? Obviously, there's the Fordhams up at the mill house, wasn't there?
Yes.
And Clears, who used to do the cemetery and the clock and everything. Right. Yeah.
And the bell ringer.
And that.
On his own. I used to watch him. So we went down and learnt once when I was a child.
Yeah.
Watch him do it on his own at his height. Was remarkable.
I suppose that
one
would be.
In each hand and one on his foot.
Yeah.
And how he got it synchronised, I don't know.
No, he obviously taught himself, I would have thought, and stuff, yeah. So the Fordhams are up there, and I know Malcolm has said they used to go around carol singing on the back of Clears' lorry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they used to go around doing that, and you know, I have sort of had various stories about that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that was probably organised by Cecil, wasn't it?
I would imagine so.
Cecil Bird, yes.
I reckon so, yeah. That's right.
He lived there, didn't he?
That's right, yeah. And Jeff used to have the bungalow sort of on the other side where the mill house was, on the other side of the road. That's all sort of been...
He used to live at number one, the barracks, Jeff Ford.
Jeff did. He lived there until he had his bungalow built, didn't he?
Yeah. I can remember his bungalow because we used to call there and get watercress. Because he used to have a stall outside and do that and stuff. And there used to be a lot grow over the meadow at the back, was sort of near the playing field, that area. There used to be a lot.
Have you seen what the people have moved in Jeff's house have done?
Yeah, I drove past that a little while ago because there's a big sort of extension on one end, isn't there? Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, on the end, yeah.
We didn't know whether that was right in the first place, but I think.
That's blended in, hasn't it? That looks okay, I think. Yeah. Who used to, sort of when you were younger and stuff, who would have been the vicar at the church?
Mr. Panchel.
Ah, now, I've obviously got a lot of different wedding certificates and things at home for different people. Now, my grandparents, my dad's parents, were married on Christmas Eve in 1926, and that was Fanshawe then. And I can remember Elsie speaking a lot about him, because he married her in 1935 to Les, who was in the Navy. And then Fanshawe died in 1945, and then we've had sort of various other people, you know, in the church since then.
I think it was Douglas.
Douglas, yes, that's right. Malcolm's spoken about Douglas, yeah. Yes. Well, what was Fanshawe like? Because they always speak a lot about him, and I don't really know much about him.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
He had one daughter, Anne.
Yeah.
And anyhow, we used to do the Sunday school. We used to have, because they had quite a lovely lawn there.
Yes.
At the vicarage then.
Yeah.
And we used to have a tea party up there for the Sunday school.
Yeah.
And it was lovely because, I mean, they really had ice cream and all sorts of things that we didn't get.
What you didn't get, yeah. What was it like sort of here in the Second World War? Because obviously there had been lots of Americans based around nearby, and they would sort of come through the village, wouldn't they, to get to Walsham, to pubs and things like that.
Yes, I can also remember they used to, I don't know where they had an ambulance, but the ones from Ashford used to go through in an ambulance, and I was, you know. And that was after the floods, you know, they used to pick up all the people that were injured.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who kept the white horse at that time.
Yeah, because my cousin Wendy, who's Barbara's daughter, she used to live up just off Willow Close on that corner at the back lane at one time. Then she moved over to Hepworth next to her daughter, where she is still at the moment. And she used to say when she was younger, the Americans all used to cycle through to get to Walsham. There used to be no end of them, cycle through and stuff, you know.
They all had bicycles.
Yeah, because there was more pubs in Walsham, you see, wasn't there, than just the one here.
I think they got so they knew which pub had the beer in.
That's right, yeah.
You know, because that was rationed.
Yeah, because that was, that for them, they sort of had to find their feet from just outside the base because they didn't know where anything was to start with, did they? And they had to sort of make friends with people and gradually sort of go and find where the pub was or the shop or whatever it was, you know.
Oh, yes.
But Wendy's spoken about that, and you know, and they did. I mean, my grandmother, she used to do laundry for the Americans when she used to live up near up that lane in Ashfield, and they used to obviously pay for having it done stuff.
I think it was people.
They always used to say, "Is there anything you need?" And she said, "Well, I could do with some sugar because it's war time and there wasn't any." And they brought her a 25-kilo bag of it, and that had to be hidden up. Because, you know, you weren't supposed to have it. And then there was various other bits and pieces, what they, you know, what they supplied. He'd come in with his hat and take it off and there'd be a thing of butter under his hat or something like that, you know. What did you used to do? Did you have any hobbies and that sort of type of things? What you used to do when you weren't at school and that sort of thing? What did you used to do when you were younger and you were children?
And when we were children, we used to wander about and pick wildflowers and that sort of thing.
That sort of thing.
You know, that was a time when you could wander.
That's right, yeah, different to now. I mean,
we had nothing else. I mean, we used to be able to go up, you know where I mean, up by where Roger lives now.
Yeah, where I used to go.
There's a tree up there. And we used to play houses there.
Oh, yes,
because
yeah.
it was quite near a dump where people dumped all the tins.
Yeah.
And we used to play houses.
Oh, I see, yeah. Did you used to...
Magpies.
Yeah. Did you used to press flowers and things like that when you collected them? You know, you said you collected flowers and hedgerows.
Oh, yes.
You used to press them and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yes, and I mean, when I went to school, we had a bird and tree thing.
Yeah.
And you... picked a bird and a tree and you studied it for a year.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And then you put, you wrote essays at the end.
That's right, and then I suppose they would mark you on what you'd done and stuff. And how many people used to sort of be at the school when you were there approximately?
I think all told, I think there was 48.
Oh, right, and that was...
I can see the board.
Yeah.
That used to have the numbers on.
Yeah, and that
I'm
was.
I'm sure it was 48.
And that was sort of split into two classes, was it?
That was two.
Yeah,
the two
sort
classes.
Of older and youngers. Yeah. Now, back in those days, I think they got taught like gardening and things in those days.
Oh,
didn't
yes.
they? Yeah. Did the girls get taught that as well as the boys?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I remember looking through the stuff at the records office and, you know, the school book and things like that, and it said, you know, in years gone by, people done exams. I mean, Elsie was quite. Brainy, and she used to do quite well, but they couldn't afford to send her on anywhere to do anything else, you see.
I could have gone to county school, but I was good enough, but not good enough to get a free place.
That's right,
you know?
Yeah.
And, well, Dad couldn't afford it.
That's right, yeah. My dad used to work up at Shagland Hall for Simons. Did you have anything to do with Simons at all? Any of your family have anything to do up there or up at the hall?
No, I can't say we did.
No, because that's...
We knew of the Simons.
Simons, yeah.
I mean, Mary Simons and her husband lived in the bungalow, first.
Yeah. What was Bad Balash like during the Second World War? Now, other people have said that didn't really get bombed that much.
No.
That sort of that, there was a few over the playing field, I think, in Sendries, but there wasn't like a town, was it? You know, it wasn't.
I think some dropped on the near the petrol pumps.
Near the petrol pumps.
And the gates.
Yeah.
But nothing else, no.
Who used to sort of look after where the petrol pump was? Who used to be sort of in charge of that? Was that?
It was no petrol in there.
No, that was just there.
And then who lived there? Prykes.
Prykes, yeah.
And you remember Prykes, can't you?
No.
No?
Which petrol pump are you talking about?
The petrol pumps that were there.
Where? You didn't pump at Badwell. There was two lots of petrol pumps at one time.
Now listen, where you go in the entrance to where they've now built new houses,
right.
where petrol pumps
right.
there.
Say the shop.
Yeah, the shop, yes.
So that was along there, and that was Prykes, was it? Prykes? Prykes used to,
Prykes
to do
there,
that,
yes.
Yeah. Now my dad used to know some Prykes. Now I don't know if they're the same ones. There was Eddie, who went to...
Eddie Prykes.
He used to do hair cutting.
It was a younger one.
Yeah, it was Eddie and it was Jeff.
It was Jeff.
Yeah, my dad was friends with Jeff.
I think Jeff was my age.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking on the school.
Yeah,
here.
And there were some more of them. There was more than the two. There was more of them. Yeah, because my dad...
I can't remember the girls' names.
No, there's some girls, that's right. My dad used to know them. I've got some pictures of them at home and stuff. And so... You didn't have much to do up with Simons or anything like that. Who had the shop when you were younger? Who was in the shop, which is sort of there now, you know, opposite the pub? Because there's more in one shop, because we've got Pratt's shop.
So it was Pratt's.
Yeah, it was Pratt's, yeah.
That Mrs. Pratt kept, and then Matt took it on after.
Yeah.
But the shop... Parkes moved. I forget where they went to.
Some of them went to Ipswich.
That's right.
Eddie went to Ipswich because he used to have hair cutting in Ipswich.
And I'm trying to think who came in the shop after them. After Parkes. Can you remember who was in the shop in your day? When you were little?
Tappens were in the shop when I was...
Tappens.
Yeah, because I used to be friends with Joy, didn't I?
Yeah.
So they had the shop. And what about the pub? Because the pub was just over the road. Can you remember
the pub was Bill Smith.
That was Bill Smith, yeah.
Gordon Charles.
Then that went to Gordon Charles. And then that went to Harper's.
Yeah.
And... No, I don't know. I think...
Because that wasn't always white in colour, was it? That was a pink at one time, wasn't it, when they painted it? And they painted it back again, didn't they, I think? Because that was always painted white as the White Horse, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the White Horse,
yeah, and then they did paint that pink. That might have been in the 1980s or something, and they had it put back to the original colour.
Mum, Pauline Sells' mum and dad kept the pub at one time, didn't she?
Yes, for a little while, yes I did.
With Charlie Kensdale, if you remember, because where Medlar Cottage is was the pub gardens, and Charlie Kensdale's cat committed suicide, it hung itself in the tree.
Oh yeah.
it was on a lead.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Oh dear.
Yes, Tappens did keep it for a little while, but only...
No, Tappens kept the pub.
Yeah.
Pauline Sells, mum and dad kept the pub.
Yeah.
Because Pauline's sister married Charlie Kensdale's son, and Pauline married Chris Bennington.
Yeah. Now, I'm related to the Benningtons as well as you. A lot of them were sort of in Ashfield and around that way, weren't they? And there was a lot of children in that family.
Yeah, quite a few, that's right. There?
Yeah, because I knew, is it Purdy Bennington?
Purdy, yes, that's right.
Sandra, Vivian and Graham.
That's right. My dad used to know Peter, which was Faddy, and I used to go up to Norwich to the Speedway on the bus from here, and they used to... Fatty used to have 24 Spam sandwiches to eat on the way up there, and he used to wash that down with a load of pints of beer when they come out of the Speedway, and he used to stop at the fish and chip shop on the way back, and that was a weekly thing when there was a Speedway meeting on, you
see. I used to go to the Speedway.
You did? What, at Ipswich or Norwich? Norwich, yeah.
And we had no transport.
Yeah.
We just relied on buses to go.
Because that bus used to pick up every year. Was that Mully's bus?
Or, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That used to pick up all the villagers, didn't it? I suppose that started out quite early to eventually get up there for the time that needed to be there.
Well, I mean, that was affordable then.
That's right.
You know. Yeah. And it wasn't until... Well, Max, it must have been... I think you were about 8 when we first had a car, weren't it?
Yeah, you had a... Dad had a Ford Prefect DDX 113.
Yeah.
I was about 8 because I didn't know Dad was learning to drive, did I?
No.
Because Malcolm was saying when he was young, as he was sort of born in the early 1940s, there was only about 5 people who had cars here.
Yes.
One being the vicar... And then he named the rest of the other people who had them. But he said there wasn't many here because people couldn't afford them, could they? Yeah. You know, and I mean, they only sort of appeared in the early 1900s, you know, the old type cars and things. You know.
But that was nearly
1960 before we had a car, wasn't it? Getting that way, isn't it?
That would have been, if I was 8, that would have been 1961.
Now, after you got married and stuff, we've sort of done the bit up to where you know you were growing up and stuff like that, and then you got married. Where did you live when you got married?
I lived with Mum and Dad, because at that time it was a job to get a house.
To get a house, yeah.
And I suppose, really, I stayed with Mum and Dad for the rest of the time, because Dad and Mum were then, but that time was getting older, and yeah. You know, we felt we had to stay there to help them with pay the rents.
That's right. Yeah.
It was cheaper for two little.
Well, that was. That's right. Yeah.
It was cheaper for them and cheaper for us.
I see, because there's only like one sort of lot of food, one sort of heat, one lot of heating and things like that, wasn't there?
Yeah. But, we eventually bought the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it was sold to come up here.
Yeah. Did you go anywhere else, sort of into the other villages, what's around Bagwell Ash locally for anything? Obviously, you might have gone to church if there was a service somewhere else, because they didn't have it. They sort of rotate them, I suppose, didn't they? Different parishes, like they suppose they do now, or was that always here in the village every Sunday?
Always here in the village every Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I used to go to Sunday school.
Yeah.
Where did they have the Sunday school? Actually, in the school where
actually
it was?
In the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because nowadays some churches sort of have an area where they hold the Sunday school, like with smaller chairs and tables for children and things like that, don't they? Yeah, but they had it in the church. But
we actually had it, we sat in, I don't know, as you go down the aisle in front of the font.
Yeah.
We sat at the front on the right hand side.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. That's interesting. So, what other sort of things went on in the village, say, like in the 1950s after you got married? Were things sort of changed a lot from when you were like very young?
I suppose they had changed, and I suppose a lot of people went out of the village then, you know.
Yeah.
They got to the age where people did have cars. And they moved, sort of went out for entertainment.
Yeah, I suppose there's a lot of bicycles to start with, wasn't there? Before the cars came in, there's bicycling everywhere.
I mean, people go on a bicycle.
Yeah. What about sort of horses or horse-drawn transport in the village, like carts and things, pony trap or anything like that? Was there that sort of thing? I suppose people at the big houses would have had a pony and traps, maybe up at Bagwell Ash Hall or Shackleton Hall, wouldn't they?
Yes.
They would have, that's been their transport, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of thing. And obviously Holland's had that sort of thing. They had everything up there.
Their
donkey.
The donkey.
That was called Opal.
Oh.
That was called Opal, yes. That's right. A picture of that. Yeah. Yeah, they used to have that. And they, when the ladies there were older, then when there was just the three of them left, they used to go around, they used to wear flying helmets when they used to drive this pony and cart around. Yes, that's right. Yeah. So, I mean, they up there especially, they had to get to Elmsall Railway Station because they had the house in London, you see. Yes. So that was backwards and forwards to there was their sort of main thing. I mean, they did come up here and stuff. Now, we spoke about the shop along opposite the pub and stuff. Now, can you remember for the primary school, which is now closed, was built, there used to be something along there with some like big barn doors, didn't there? Used to be a big place along there. I've got a picture, I don't know when it was pulled down, I've got a picture from 1909, and people used to sit out there because Keane's had the shop back then, and there was like big barn doors what pulled back, and I'm sure that was called the warehouse locally. But that's where the primary school now stands, which is shut. But that used to be along there. I don't know if that was gone before you can remember.
Yeah, I think it must have been. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember that there was a ditch
to
the school, and there was rails where the
New school.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now that only shut down sort of fairly recently, didn't it? The new school, that wasn't that many years ago, was it? 10 years
2000
ago.
2000 and something, oh, wasn't it?
Yeah. So about sort of 10 or so years ago, something like that.
I wouldn't say that. I would have said about 2000. Yeah, about 7, wasn't it?
About 7 years ago. Yeah.
It might be later than that, because that was when Lily had her walker, didn't she?
Yeah.
And Joyce had moved down to Cabell Cottage then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Joyce was disco tennis, didn't she?
Yeah.
I would say that was a late Say about 2:10.
2:10, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Now, the cottages over the road from the shop, where there's that block of five, what's known as Barrett Cottages or Payne's Cottages, whatever yes. you'd like to call them, because Barbara used to live in the one from the end next to Lily and Tubby, and Elsie took that over when Barbara had to go to the nursing home in Westhorpe.
That's right.
And she lived there for a few years till she had to go to the nursing home in Standon. Now, I can remember Lily Balaam, Tubby had died... You know, before we sort of used to go and visit Elsie and Barbara in there, he wasn't about. I've seen a picture of him. Now, Lily was sort of quite an active lady, wasn't she? And
oh, yes.
She used to go out and about with Joyce, I think. You know, they used to go on the bus possibly yes. to Bury.
Lily was quite able, but I mean, and she wasn't ill very long before she died.
Yeah.
About 4 weeks.
Yeah, she went very quickly.
Now, the other end of them cottages, sort of nearer the Richard Road junction end, there used to be a chap in there. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think that was a George Smith. It's an old boy, lived on his own.
I can remember George living there.
We went...
George, he lived next door to Colin's mum, Florrie.
Must lived in the middle house then.
Florrie lived at number one, didn't she?
This chap, he lived right on the end, the opposite end to Lily.
I can't hear.
Well, we went.
Yes, he would. He lived on the end, and Florrie lived at number two.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah,
well, who used to live in the middle then, like number three? Who would have lived there? Florrie, I think they were Largents, possibly. I don't know.
In my time, you know, when going back to
I remember Audrey Dykes lived at number three at one time.
We lived in five. Mabel Huffy's mum's... We'll start the other end.
Yeah.
One was Fuller's.
Yeah.
Two... was, I think that was, yeah, that was my Largent.
Yeah.
Largent, yes. And Fanny Largent, we used to call her, lived in the middle one.
In the middle, yeah.
And what on earth was Mabel's name before she married?
Mabel who? Huffy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Was she?
I can find out. Who was she married?
Vic Huffy.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll find out.
Mabel married Vic Huffy, but I'm going back to her mum.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know, would I, mum?
No, her mum. I can't think of her mum's name. Or Mabel's name, even. I've always talked to her.
Mabel was a Largent.
They were Largents.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right, yeah. Yes. She married Vic Huffy in 1938.
That's right.
That's right. Now, what about Lily? How long did they live in, like, the end one, the opposite end? Were they there quite a long time?
No, they used to live at number four.
They used to live over the road at number four?
Yeah.
Who used to be in the other end of the cottages there before they were there?
Was it Arthur May? Audrey's mum?
Jeff and Doris lived in this
They lived at number one. Yeah. Jeff and Doris was at number one. Winnie Pickersgill, Edie Pickersgill was at number two. Audrey Dykes was number three. Audrey Harvey was number four. Yeah. And her mum was number five.
That's right.
And this is the cottages or the
council? The cottages.
The cottages, yeah. Now, over the road where the council houses are, number nine is where my... great-grandparents used to live, Charles and Mahala Morley.
Yeah, number nine, yeah. Reggie Rose's son Peter lived there as well.
He lived there as well, yeah. Because they lived at number nine. They moved in there in 1940, and that was the year after they were built, because she had shingles. Yes. They lived up where what is known as Malcolm Frost's cottage, you know, near the pub there, and then they moved up there because she had shingles. Can you remember them at all? Because he was around till 1947 when he died, and she went on to about 1961, Mahala.
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah.
I'm sure I used to go and get eggs from there. Yeah.
I never met her because she died about sort of just over 10 years before I was born. But Malcolm has always said she was quite a strict lady.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, because her husband had died in 1947, and then John, Elsie's son, was there, because obviously his dad passed away in the war on the ship, what got cut in half by the Queen Mary. And Elsie and Mahala brought John up, sort of, over there, you know, and he didn't really have a dad.
I remember Liz.
Yeah.
I went to Elsie's wedding.
Yeah. So that was 1935. Now, I've got a picture of that, and my dad was the page boy in a little sailor suit, and Wendy, my cousin, he's also his cousin, she was the bridesmaid, and Barbara, her mother, was, I don't know if she's matron honour or bridesmaid, one or the other, and they were dressed the same, and my dad in the sailor suit was dressed the same as the best man. And when the sailor suit was made, it got HMS Suffolk on the band around the hat. I used to have it. I have worn it when I was smaller in size, shall we say, and younger. I did wear it once or twice, and then that did fall to pieces. But Les must have been on HMS Suffolk when this was made for the wedding, you know, before the date. And then he'd moved to another ship after that at the time of the wedding. So I've got the newspaper cutting from the Free Press, and that says he's on HMS Albury, which is another destroyer. And then he went onto this Curacao, and obviously in 1942, then there was the problem when it was, you know, cutting across the Queen Mary and things to do with that. But you remember Les. I've got lots of pictures of Les.
Mm-hmm.
And Elsie and Barbara's brother, Jack, who's also Jack, my great-uncle, he was in the army. He was in the Green Howards in Yorkshire. And I've got a picture where Les has got his army uniform on and Jack has got his navy uniform on. They both switched their uniforms for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you remember Les then, because they came from Seymour, out near out that way, and then they moved to Langham, didn't they, the parents?
They lived at Langham. I think my mum lived at Langham.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, before she moved down to the street.
That's right.
And she was always friends with Miss Les's mum.
Les's mum, Myrie Holder, yes, that's right, yeah.
And, yes, I remember that. I remember the wedding.
That's right, 1935. Yeah, I've got a few pictures of that. I did get one off Elsie of her and Les coming out of the church porch, you know, with all the flowers hanging there and everything.
Yes, I mean, I was only a child then. You know, so we used to try and pick up the bits.
Confetti.
If somebody had confetti, it's got little pretty bits and like bells or anything, you used to pick them up. You see, it was something different to us.
I suppose if there was a wedding then nearly most of the people in the village would go, wouldn't
they? Everybody knew everybody.
That's right. What other things did they have in the village? They used to have whist drives and things like that. Yeah, because
Mum used to get whist drives.
I can remember going in the 1980s with my father when we used to come over here, and I can remember Ruby Pratt going and Dolly Fordham and Connie with all the hair. I can remember Connie, Peter Austin.
Connie Austin.
Yeah.
Great friends with her.
Yeah, I remember her being there. Wilf used to go. I can't remember many other people who used to go, but I used to go a few times, you know, and when there was one on, then I think that sort of petered out a bit later, the whist drives.
Mum used to go, but if there wasn't a whist drive on, Sid used to laugh. He used to say, Sarah, she's either out the whist drives or in barracks.
Yeah, she's got over 60s as well, because I used to go with her.
Yeah.
At the old village hall before it burnt down.
Now, I've heard about the other village hall where it burnt down. Whereabouts was that?
Next, this side of the fish shop, where Tudor House and Barnwood are.
I know what you mean, yeah.
That was the village hall. I used to go to youth club there as well.
Used to have to go upstairs.
Upstairs, yeah.
Yeah. So they used to have a youth club in the village.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other things? Because we spoke about whist drives and the youth club. What other sort of things did they have? I suppose
we had dances some nights in
the back bit
at the pub.
Yeah, because there would have been dances in most places, wouldn't there? My dad used to go to dances. Yes. They used to cycle.
They used to pick us up on a bus to go Emsville on a Wednesday night to dances.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We used to have jumble sales as well.
That's right, I can remember. Yes. I remember
up there and in the old school.
I can remember going with Elsie once to a jumble sale down at the, I suppose that would have been at the school or the village hall, I don't know, probably the village hall, the one which is at the sort of the back there now, next to the school.
Yeah, that's the village hall.
Yeah, now, yeah. I mean, I've been to a few things in there. I suppose that's where that would have been. The whist drive was definitely there when I went. Now, we spoke about the shop along near the pub. Now, the other one, which was Pratt's shop, now, that was, I think, going back in time, that used to be the Norwich Ale stores.
Yes.
That's right. And then Mac and Ruby had that after their... Now, was that his... parents had that originally?
I think their parents had
it. The parents had it and then they took it over, didn't they? Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
And did you say the little place? Yeah, the little place this side of the gateway. Mark had his fish shop, didn't he, at one time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is now a little house in there.
What did Pratt used to sell in their shop? Sort of what was different to the one over the other side?
Everything.
So it was more of a general hardware?
Yes, it really was.
Yeah, so you could get...
If you couldn't get it there in that shop, you could get it at Pratt's.
And at before Christmas, they used to get a load of Christmas stuff in.
Yeah.
That you could have as presents, and we used to pay sort of sixpence a week.
Yeah.
That's until we paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they used to keep it for us.
So Pratt's would have sort of been the equivalent of what Finbo's is now, where you can sort of get almost anything, that sort of type of place. And those places don't really exist many like that
if
now.
If you wanted anything, if you really wanted something, you ask Ruby or Matt,
and they'd get it.
They'd try and get it for you.
And so... Back when you were younger and stuff, was there tarmac road in Badwell Ash, or was that dirt road?
That was tarmac.
I suppose that would originally been dirt, wouldn't it? You know, and stuff like that. I was trying to think what else I need to ask you now. So your mum, Sarah, now we said that they... she was born in Newbourne. Now, going back a generation, the family must have moved around quite a bit, because there's children here born in Cockfield, Barnham, which is sort of the top left of Suffolk, and then we've got the four in Newbourne, and then they must have moved this way after that, because we've got some in Great Ashfield. Now, we've got 12 children here from this family. So, in those days, they were quite big families, weren't they? And
yeah, because Uncle Bob Meekins lived at Ashfield, did he? Peter's dad.
It's one of Mum's brothers.
Now, have you still got any of your Rose relatives still about? Obviously there's Steve, and you're related to Stephen, aren't you? Stephen Rose.
Stephen, Jackie, and Karen, which is Georgie's, me.
Yeah.
I don't know about Peter's children.
Peter and Kenny. Peter had two children, didn't he? A girl. I think her name was Thursa.
I don't know, but Peter and Kenny weren't. I don't know about them.
No.
But there's no more sort of in Badwell Ash. They've all sort
there's
of.
There's only
like,
me and Stephen live in Badwell.
That's it. And the rest have sort of branched out or moved
on. Yeah,
we
see Karen used to live at Stolanktoft, but she's moved up to Norfolk now.
Yeah.
By the way, Jackie is. I haven't seen Jackie for a long while.
No. And Stephen's dad is the chap who does all the wood, isn't he?
Yeah, live at number five.
Number five, yeah. And he's always out there cutting wood up most days and stuff. Yeah, I've got to go and talk to him one day as well. Yeah,
because he's got the garage at the top of my garden, and I've filled forms in to move.
Yeah.
Because there's only me. My girls have moved out. Yeah. So, and I like Mum say, put yourself on the map now. In case I can't drive, so I'm going to move to Stonemarker.
Are you? Yeah.
So, but I had to warn him in case, because he's got my garage full of wood.
Oh, I see, yeah, that's right, yeah. Because Malcolm, I think, walks the dog sort of through that way somewhere. Yeah. There's a pathway through or something.
Yeah, you can go up our path. Well, if you go along the front and round by the recycling and all the way round the back, you can get into Richard Close.
Oh, I see, yeah. Yeah, I can always remember when I came over here, the top end of Richard Close, like the bit where you can't drive any further, up there where the garages were, and there used to be a bit through, and that used to be the pit there, which is Bob Smith's pit back then.
Yeah.
And then that came out at the other end of the council houses, didn't it, at the other end of it?
Oh, yeah, because right Connie Austin's boy, Robert, and some of the others... I can remember when they had old cars over the pit at the back of ours, and we used to sit and watch them, and they used to go round and round the pit.
Yeah.
Where I'd done my courting at one time as well. But, yeah, we used to go... Because they used to have a bee orchard over there, didn't they?
Is that all still dug out like it used to be? No, it's different now, is it?
No, because that was... That's been put back into fields in that.
Has it all been filled in again?
It's all been filled in. I mean, you've got the pond down the bottom still, which belonged to Strickland Hall, but the kids were going up there swimming.
Yeah. Oh, I see,
which is dangerous.
Dangerous, yeah.
So that's now been given to Bury amateur anglers.
Oh, so they do that sort of thing.
So they have that there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... But the back of mine, as far as I know, has been put back to a field.
Yeah.
And that.
Yep.
Yeah. So when you were younger, was there still a windmill here, or had that been taken down up at Fordham's?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I've seen photos of it.
Yeah, I've got some pictures of it, and we had a chap from the windmills.
I can't remember if I know.
It's down at Fordham's.
What I was going to say, I can remember, because Claire, if you remember, Claire had to do a village project.
Yes.
And we sort of found out about the windmill, and I can't even remember, but I did say when that was pulled down.
Yeah, that was. I think that was very late 20s or early 30s.
Yeah,
that
started I don't remember it ever turning.
No, that started to get derelict, and where them old sheds are opposite the mill house, which is sort of nearly fell down. That the main structure, the buck used to stand there, but that's gone now.
Oh, has it?
But we had a chap from the Mills Trust come in April last year when we had the History Day on, and he has corresponded and sent some pictures. I've got a picture from the Hunston Road coming back into Badwell, and you can see it through the trees, and that used to stand up on a higher bit of ground.
Yes, that was...
And there was another pit there, you see, and that was where there was more material coming out and stuff there, but that's not there now. That, you know, that's gone, but... you know, there was the Fordhams are quite interesting because they've milled all over the place as well and stuff, you know.
Yes.
I remember when Andersons had the pit up the back lane.
Yes, Badwell's all pits, weren't it?
That's right, yeah, because that's where a lot of the, like, the flint stuff, what you see around in the church, is there's got a lot of flint, and there's a lot of walls and things, isn't there, which has got flint in them, you know, which is... Suffolk is well known for and things.
Yeah.
I remember going down this pit.
Yeah.
Where that was Joe Largent, which was Edie's dad.
Right.
And when she was expecting her Winnie, I used to go and take Joey's breakfast.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And, you know, the pits then, he used to have heaps, but it weren't heaps, they were level. And he could tell with a stick. Yeah. I suppose it was a yardstick.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And he could tell how much, when anybody came, he knew how much to give them, you know.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But, because the one over the back of mine, that wasn't worked when I was a teenager, but that was opened up again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I worked at the chippy with Peter.
It was only Jill and another old boy used to work down there.
Yeah.
Thingy's boy worked down there, didn't she? Jill Clark's boy when they opened it up again.
Because
that's where Richard wanted to put all his lorries and that, and they wouldn't let him.
So he used to work in the chip shop.
Yeah,
I remember Peter Austin when he was still alive. He used to have his hair all greased back, and he used to have this great big white coat thing on. Used to stand there because that was Beehive Takeaway.
Yeah, I'm talking about. What did I do about 7 years?
Yeah.
Because I worked with him right up. The phone rang on. I think it was a Friday, and he said. That was for him, and that was a hospital. And he said to me, we come back, and he said, I've got to go up the hospital Monday. I said, all right. Well, I was here, weren't I? It was just before the Christmas. And he came, and he said, here's your wages and your Christmas box. He said, I'm shutting the shop for a few weeks. That was it.
Yeah.
But I'd done 7 years, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'd done 7 years for him. Well, the girls were growing up, weren't they?
Yeah, the girls were little. She was glad of the extra money.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I come home the end of 88, didn't I?
Yeah.
What other sort of shops and facilities were in the village, because there wasn't a butcher's, was there? You had to go elsewhere for butchers, either Walsham or Ashfield probably, is that right? Or was there something here?
Yeah,
you had to go there for that. What about a baker's? Was there baking?
Yeah. I can remember a baker's.
Yeah.
I can remember Woods's.
Woods's, yeah.
That's down by the pub where Stephen Kane lives. Yeah. That used to be the bakehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bread just coming out of really.
He used to live there when I went to school, when I went to Wixford. He still lived there.
You knocked his door, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I never done things like that. I was good.
They told the things.
Oh, yeah.
No, some of them did. I didn't, though.
Yeah. Did there used to be any sort of outings? Did you used to go, like, to the seaside once a year, that sort of thing? Did they have anything like that?
Yes, people used to get loads of that. I mean, we were glad to go because we hadn't got any transport.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
And we were glad to go.
Yeah. When you were younger, did any of you used to have to help when it was harvest time with things on the fields? You didn't have to?
I can't remember. No. Not help. Often you used to go and take sort of... take a bit of some tea or a bottle of tea.
Something for them. That's right, yeah. Well, it's been most interesting. We've been going for an hour now, so we'll sort of draw that to a close. That's really interesting, Marjorie and Maxine, and thank you
for filling in a few gaps.
Well, that's right, and, you know, unless we sort of capture these memories, you see, then, you know, there's lots of names there, what other people now might remember, you see.
Where the fish shop is, used to be the blacksmith's.
That's right, yes, that's right, yeah.
I can remember Peter telling me, because the fish shop opened... Now, the fish shop opened the same time as the Falklands War.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1982.
80-something, wasn't it?
Yeah, 81, 82, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be about that.
I was reading a book on something about that yesterday, and that said about the Canberra, the ship, being made to carry troops, and we saw that off the Isle of Wight when that was coming back. I don't remember that.
But I'm just thinking now, Thora, who used to live next door in the next bungalow, they were a lovely old lady, and she came from Yorkshire, you see.
Yeah.
And she used to say, if there's anything, she used to ask me about it, and she used to say, Marjorie, why don't you write a book?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Oh, she used to say, why don't you write a book?
Yeah.
Well, you lived here, I mean, you know, you've, like I say, I've lived here all my life except for two spells when I got married and moved away. But personally, I wouldn't move out the village. I've lived in a town, I hated it.
Yeah.
I really did. But I mean, even the girls, apart from having nothing to do nowadays, which, because it weren't safe like it was in my day, I mean, we were out every night, weren't we?
Yes, well, it was, was more to do.
What's it? Monday and Friday, I used to go to youth club at Stowe.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Thursday, I used to go to the Keyhole Coffee Bar at Needham Market. Wednesday, I went to a dance at Emsville. Saturday, we either walked to Walsham, Thurston, Norton, Weatherden, wherever, to a dance, and somebody'd pick us up. And then Sunday, we'd have Charlie Kensdale for 50p, both ways, and go to pictures in Bury.
So you were quite busy.
And that
then,
was
you
our,
could say,
our
yeah,
night.
Yeah.
There was me and, what's it, me? Shirley at Stowe Landoff, weren't there? Dorothy, I can't think, that's about us three, weren't there?
Yeah.
And we were out every night.
Yeah. Did you ever get snowed in? Do you say you're out most of the time? Do you get snowed in? Was that quite bad here sometimes?
Well, sometimes. I remember when it snowed in 1963.
Yeah, because there was like a couple of real bad winters. I think that was 47, I think, was really bad.
That,
and then,
that
like
was
you say,
really bad.
And then in the 60s, there was another one equivalent
to that.
Yeah,
I remember, like Mum say, where this tree is, there was, from the field down, there was a slope. There was me, Gator, and... Oh, was it there? No, it weren't. That was a shingle that the council had in the pit behind yours. Me, Gator, Connie's boy, and some others. And we got tin trays, and we, on my birthday, weren't we?
Yeah.
Going down the side of the slopes because they were snowed over.
I remember my father saying he had to walk on top of hedges to get to school in Ashfield in a bad winter. You know, this is probably the 40, that'd be probably before then, probably before the 47 one. He had to walk on top of the hedges, you know, because that was so bad.
Yes. But I don't think at Ixworth we used to get sent home early because that was down in a dip.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't ever remember not ever getting to school.
Well, when I worked at Shepherd's Grove, we used to have the bike. And I used to go with Dick Harvey, the old man, Peter Harvey's dad. And then... And the son, young Vic, used to come and pick us up. We drove a lorry and he used to come and pick us up and put the bikes in.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And give us a lift home. But, I mean, it was bad. I mean, we used to start out at a good time. But we were allowed to be late, if you know what
I
mean.
Yes, that's right,
We worked for Evansby and they allowed us to be late because of the weather.
I remember my mum saying she went and stayed with her grandparents and there was snow. This is out Woodbridge Way and she was stuck there for 6 weeks.
Oh, yes.
When that was so bad, you know, and they couldn't get back. Because that was all little windy roads and everything, you know. And I remember coming here in the 1970s and you used to have to come through Stowe Market to get here because there was no main road there.
Yeah.
So that wasn't built. Yeah. Come over that little humpback bridge in Stowe Market where the river come under, near where the ford is. You come out there and over that and then through the... We normally used to stop in the town and go in the shops and then come here. You know, that used to seem that was a long while getting here.
Well, this is it. I mean, that's like... I go to Yarmouth at one time. Yeah, it used to take ages and ages. You get, like, to Hummersfield now, and then you go straight down the old railway line. You know, that's quite good, really. But... I go down there twice a year, don't I?
Yeah.
Like, at Ireland once, see my little one.
Right, well, I'm going to stop this. Well, thank you both for talking to me, and that's been really interesting, and thank you very much.